So it sounds like you have until September 11th to either stay in the West Central or join this new conference.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes. We're part of the five schools that are discussing the possibility of starting a new league.
And it sounds like three of them have approved it. That would be U, Illini West, and West Hancock. Illini West and Monmouth Roseville.
Right.
And you're waiting on West Hancock and Quincy Notre Dame.
Correct.
And they basically have to let you know by September 10th or 11th.
Well, really what we're all waiting on, there needs to be a meeting with the high school principals and the athletic directors. Really needs to occur before any of us can make a final decision. The issue is we're running out of time because according to conference bylaws, West Central Conference, we must notify them by the 11th of September if we're leaving for 2014. If we don't, we'll stay in another year at least in the West Central Conference. So we have a lot of things to iron out in not a lot of time.
The West Central will still be together next school year?
Oh, we assume so, sure.
Okay. Yeah. How many teams are in that conference?
Well, we're at 14 schools.
Okay.
And we have, right now in the North Division in sports, we have six schools. So it's more lopsided in the South as far as school participation. So it's a large conference, but only a handful play football.
And is that what's driving the decision to look at a different
conference? Well, it started the discussion because the schools that do play football have a really difficult time finding non-conference football games. Travel is a big issue. But the discussion started with football, but it ended with the idea that this could become a very strong conference in all sports with the schools that are considering joining.
And is it a conference that could grow somewhere down the road?
Really, that would be... That would have to happen. We would not want to keep it with five schools, so the immediate goal would be to attract other schools to join the league.
And the two games per season, you're talking football, you play each team twice in conference?
In some of the conference sports, in the North, we play each other twice. The Southern Division within the conference, most of those schools, since there's more schools in that division, they just play each other once. And so our preference, Macomb, is to play each other twice because of travel and the idea of having a true conference champion in your league. So, but that needs to be scheduling is one of the things that needs to be resolved by the schools that are interested in getting involved in this conference.
Any idea when this meeting with the principals might take place?
The goal is to have it next week. I can't give you a date because it hasn't been set, but we definitely need to meet and discuss these issues before we make a final decision whether to go forward with this idea.
Are these difficult hurdles to overcome, or do you feel this new conference can come together?
I think there's a strong possibility it could come together, but until we meet, we know there are certain issues that need to be discussed. We are not sure some of the issues, how some of the schools really feel, how strongly they feel about some of these issues. Until we meet, I really can't say for sure.
Is there one particular issue that might be the key sticking point?
I think the two issues that will have to be discussed that are key will be scheduling and also I think the idea of what will happen with all the student activities that are currently offered in the West Central. Like all the other sports that we have in the West Central, the student activities that we offer, like band competitions, choral competitions, Scholastic Bowl, will those also be able to be offered in this new league? And I think that's a significant point that people want to know. And because if they aren't, then that could be an issue that would stop us from starting this thing.
Are school consolidations driving this at all, too?
No.
The idea that schools keep changing?
Well, I think, and I mentioned to the board tonight, a lot of the issues with conference shrinking, dissolving, starts with football. Because of the, it only takes a few schools to try to change conference to get an advantage in their scheduling in order to make the football playoffs, which, and if when that happens, that creates a hole and other people fill it. It's like a chain reaction where there's just continually problems filling conferences. That's how that originated, I believe.
Do you anticipate any cost savings or added cost if there's a new conference?
I think initially the costs will remain the same, but long term I see this as a very beneficial thing. When you're talking about traveling across the state to play football games, if you can establish a conference that is relatively an area conference with schools enough to fill a football schedule, that will save you a lot of money with transportation. I'm confident that long term it could be a good situation for us.
What else do you think people should know about this?
I think it's a big decision, and I think it's going to take a real commitment from West Hancock, Macomb, Monmouth, Roseville, Illini West, Quincy, Notre Dame, a commitment for all of us to stick together to make it work, because it's a big decision. If one school decides they can't be a part of this, then I don't think it will go. I think you really need the five schools that I mentioned to totally agree that it's the best thing to do.
Five is an absolute minimum for a conference.
Well,
in my opinion,
yes. I really think that's small, but I think with the people that are considering joining this, it could really be an attractive. They're all strong athletic programs, and it could attract other schools, and that's what we want to see. We want to see it grow if we start it.
All right. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.